Welcome to this week's Corn Talk, and we are speaking with Gary Marshall, who is the CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council, just back from an extensive trip throughout both Eastern and Western Europe and into Switzerland, and covered quite a few trade issues on the trip. Gary, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you're right. We had an opportunity to visit with the U.S. mission to the World Trade Organization, talking about trade issues and specifically biotech issues. Very timely discussion because of some of the concerns within Europe for a certain BT11/BT10 issue that had come up with some of our corn gluten feed. And thankfully, that issue, we helped, I think, to resolve the issue while we were there. We helped to explain the new testing mechanisms that were in place for all of the distillers' grains and the corn gluten feed going into the European community. So I think we were able to really help avert a major potential international incident with the BT10, BT11 issue. And we also had an opportunity to talk directly with the European community about the transition from the original EU15 into now the EU25, where they're bringing on 10 new Eastern European countries into the EU, talked about some of the difficulties there, and also some of the common agricultural policy reforms that are currently ongoing within the EU.
Getting back real quick to the biotech issue, I guess we're celebrating this week the 1 billionth biotech acre, and it seems like despite the concerns that Europe has, I guess, about the biotech products, that's going ahead and moving on. Do you think we're making progress over there on this issue?
The companies and countries that we talk to really don't give us very much hope that we're going to resolve the biotech issue very soon. They talk a lot about labeling, about traceability, and of course we here at the Missouri Corn Growers Association have an ongoing project in conjunction with the Iowa and Illinois corn growers to help establish a traceability type of system for some of our value-added products. So I don't think we're going to resolve the issue with the European community on biotech very quickly. But at the same time, as we talk to farmers not only in the Netherlands, but also particularly in Poland, one of the new countries coming into the EU now 25, they're a lot more friendly to the biotech issue. But I think it's going to be quite a while before we're moving biotech products into the EU.
The contrast in the different countries that you went to between Eastern Europe, Western Europe, and also Switzerland, not a part of the EU. What were some of your feelings about what you saw there?
Well, of course, the Netherlands is one of the places, it's the most densely populated area of Europe, but there's also a heavy concentration of agriculture there, as there is in Belgium and really across a lot of Western Europe. We're starting to see some of the livestock production move into some of the new Eastern European countries. I think that's going to be a transition period. Poland has enormous potential to grow a lot more grain, but everything is probably 10 to 15 years away from being a lot of production in that country. And then Switzerland is a whole different ballgame. You know, the European community subsidizes their farmers about twice the rate that U.S. farmers are subsidized. They spend about 58 billion euros a year on 6 million farmers, but that pales in comparison to what Switzerland does. They actually subsidize their farmers at twice the rate that the EU does, which is twice the rate that the U.S. supports our farmers. So it was really an interesting perspective from several different counts for all of us.
There was a lot of talk last week about a breakthrough in the WTO negotiations. Being on the other side of the pond, what is your reaction to that?
I think it's going to be a process. We get breakthroughs on the negotiations at the WTO level, but then when it goes back to individual countries, even, for instance, within the European community, the WTO and the European delegation there, they agree on an issue, but it goes back for the French farmers to vote on or for one of the other countries, their Congress, to vote on it, and it doesn't always go through. So I think it's going to be a long process, an involved process, and we're going to be involved in world trade negotiations and discussions for a long time into the future.
That's about all we can cover in this week as far as the trade issues are concerned, but back here on the home front, we're seeing the legislature about to wrap up. Are we going to be talking about that soon?
This Friday will be the end of the legislative session, so next week we'll have a wrap-up of everything that's happened on the state legislative level, as well as kind of a introduction into what's going to happen hopefully this summer at the federal level with legislation that corn growers are going to be interested in.
That's our Corn Talk for this week. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.